In late February, Arkansas Senator Jason Raper, District 35 Conway, made his case for social change to the Arkansas Senate, presenting two joint resolutions calling for a convention of states under Article 5 of the U.S. Constitution.
It's kind of like sitting there and somebody's attacking the house. They're coming through the front door and you got a shotgun over in a corner. And you know you can use the shotgun to stop the aggressor. And you don't go pick up the shotgun and stop the aggressor. Pick it up. Article 5. Pick it up.
Senator Raper's joint resolutions sought to restrict marriage to one man and one woman and to define that life begins at conception, in effect banning abortion in the United States. Senate Joint Resolution 7 and 9, respectively, which passed the Senate, were considered by the Arkansas House Tuesday afternoon. Republican Representative Mickey Gates, Hot Springs, says the resolutions are an opportunity to stop federal overreach.
You know, it seems that regardless of what we choose to do as a state and as a community, that sometimes we get outside influences that tell us what our values are and what our contracts are going to be.
The resolutions in the end failed, yielding 29 votes in favor each. The Supreme Court ruling in favor of Roe v. Wade, which legalized abortion in 1973, and Obergefell v. Hodges, which in 2015 legalized same-sex marriage, are based on the fundamental right to privacy under the Due Process Clause, according to the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment to the United States Constitution. Arkansas Senator Jason Raper sought to nullify both same-sex marriage and abortion nationwide. Under Article 5.
Article 5 was certainly intended as a check and balance on government, and if need be, there is a mechanism to amend the Constitution.
Danielle Weatherby is an associate professor of law in the University of Arkansas School of Law at Fayetteville. She spoke on her own behalf.
Senator Raper is essentially trying to organize a cohesive nationwide movement to amend the Constitution.
Weatherby says had either of Raper's resolutions passed, 33 more states would also be required to vote for a constitutional convention of states.
It's very difficult to ratify an amendment to the United States Constitution. Think about this. Since 1789, approximately 11,700 measures have been proposed to amend the Constitution, and only 27 have been ratified.
Jennifer and Kristen Seton Rambo of Fort Smith were the first same-sex couple to be legally married in Arkansas in May of 2014 after Pulaski County Circuit Court Judge Chris Piazza ruled that Arkansas's ban on same-sex marriage was unconstitutional. Nationwide, an estimated 390,000 same-sex couples were united in marriage in 2015. Right after the Obergefell decision, Jennifer Seton Rambo says she and her spouse are embracing all the benefits of legal marriage.
Being married has added security for us both. With my new employment, I was easily able to add Kristen as my spouse to my insurances. That's an incredible feeling, to be equally treated and insured. We filed together as well, which both of these things were impossible before our marriage was legalized. We're in the works of creating our wills and such as well.
Because of opposition to same-sex marriage and abortion, a simulation Article 5 convention involving 137 practice delegates from all 50 states, according to a report in the National Review, convened last summer in Colonial Williamsburg, Virginia, indicating a growing interest in the power of Article 5. In Fayetteville, I'm Jacqueline Froelich for Arkansas Public Media.